Good morning, Metroplex. Ruben, DJ Ruben P is getting it here in Oxnard, California, the site of Cowboys training camp on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. It is DFW Sports Station. How are we feeling? Morning two with a 3 a.m. wake-up call. RJ Choppy, I'll start with you.
I feel fine. I did have a little cramps again, stomach cramps, laying in bed.
Wow.
Not the same as the first night, though. There was no sprinting to the bathroom, just a little crampy, but I've been going to bed early. You know, I've been going to bed before 9 o'clock on the first of the two nights here.
While going out to dinner still.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
And Big Mouth Bobby Belt, the big barker, going out every night. He's going to be the tannest. He's going to be the drunkest. He's going to be the this and that. Stayed in. Peyton Russell, night number two.
I've already cut off. I love this. I love the revisionist history every time. I went out night one and raged while you guys were like, I got to get my sleepy time. And you guys go in there. And then
we went out. Your problem is you have no.
You came in at 4 in the afternoon.
You have no ability to play the consistent long game. We went out the first night.
Bro, I'm then Joey Gallo. I'm striking out or I'm hitting home runs. What do you
exactly.
want?
Exactly. That's true. And you did go hard.
Mm-hmm.
You did go hard, but that made you unavailable for yesterday. When we finally, Peyton, I finally pick a place that Bobby will eat dinner at. I was like, all right, let's all go get pizza after practice, whatever. And Bobby's like, I'm out. I'm staying home. So they all wanted to pivot then quickly. They're like, oh, let's go ahead and pivot.
And
this is why Broadus's pick.
This is why I don't mention where I want to eat, is because there's no need to pick somewhere to eat based on where I want to go. I literally have not put this on you guys at all.
It wasn't all based on you, but it was like, okay, this will be nice, simple, easy. And nothing is nice, simple, and ever easy with you.
No.
But the guys,
you've already hit the over on complaints about me, by the way.
Probably. The guys, they were pizza snobs, you know, as if we have amazing pizza back home in DFW. I like this place, Toppers.
Good.
But they wanted to go to Brian Broadus' selection, which has brought the ceasefire in question and in focus now.
I am wondering now if this was a premature ceasefire. They're not serious about this.
Because you sat down with G-Bag yesterday.
I did.
And I think you were expecting battle. And they go right to Joe Milton and Kamonte Turpin with you. You sat down as if you did not watch practice for 2 hours with me, because you sat down and they asked the football question, and you looked like you had seen a ghost. You're like, why are you asking me about football? I think you were ready for the fight.
Well, I was ready for that. And, I didn't watch practice. I was watching Joe Milton. There's a difference. There's a big difference.
There was a big difference.
That is them going after him. Oh, he's been out of practice? Let's ask him a bunch of questions about practice. That was them going after him.
Let's expose him.
Yeah. Listen, I freely admit, I don't watch football. I watch the ball. That's all. How'd this linebacker do? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Not important to me.
You're not focusing on Jack Sanborn like Brad Shannon?
I'm not focusing on Jack. I'm literally focusing on the quarterback.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I wasn't even focusing on the quarterback. I was focusing on a quarterback.
Yep.
I was focusing on Joe Milton.
And you were let down.
Joe.
Oh, God, let's hear how you spin this.
Joe is the most amazing athlete at the position you've ever seen.
No, not even close.
He does things nobody else in the league can do.
not true.
The rest of the league can do squats.
What?
The rest of the league can do squats.
Yeah, his leg, you got to get him on about his leg game.
Yeah, they're standing next to Dak's legs. Dak is shorter, stockier.
Yeah.
Joe is taller. It's going to be lengthened out a little bit. But Joe does not process the game as fast as you would like.
Yeah.
And that's Joe. There was one play in particular that was if you were to bottle all of Joe Milton into one play, it's this. He was slow to process. He scrambled and threw a dart 50 yards down the field on a line that nobody else in the league, including Josh Allen, could have dreamed of making. And that's Joe Milton, because he's probably sacked in a regular game. He missed his first option. He missed his second option. He was late on everything, but he still made an amazing throw.
Yeah,
that's Joe Milton, right? That's Joe Milton. You just got to figure out how to get him to process. So it's a little bit let down. But that's what I was watching.
And the reason we're talking about this is because of Broadus' dinner selection. You thought you were going to sit down and fight with G-Bag. No, ceasefire. We're not going to make fun of them anymore.
No, I told him, listen, I'm still going to keep doing one thing. which...
What's your one thing?
What's my one thing? I was going to continue to ask about the brisket Sandoz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which they've started
doing. Look, it's a good bit. But I was like, you know, other than that, man, I'm running out of material. Sean's not going to be doing it anymore. He's bailing. Bobby's bailing on the bit. So what do I have to do? I can't be here on an island.
Right.
So I said ceasefire. But then Broadus comes in yesterday with his dinner selection or recommendation. And the fact that he even threw this place out, and I went, and this was last night. This was wasted calories.
Duke's seafood
and everything
chili
else.
Cheese dogs and burgers. I walk in, and I was shut. Have you been to Duke's?
No, I'm listening to you. What?
It's like your face. Yeah, I can't stand your face.
No,
because
I'm shaking my head at Broadest, like being like, this is the best place, and then like clearly I can already tell like where this is going.
This was Cheesecake Factory on a chalkboard, because the menu was on a chalkboard. All right, that's what it was. It had everything. They didn't specialize in anything. Oh, we're famous for our burgers and our fish and chips.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know what? I'm near the ocean. I'll try the fish and chips. What a mistake. Awful. Awful. I mean,
how do you mess up fish and chips?
I don't know, but like I essentially, I'm not going to call this place Duke's anymore. This is just Long John Silver's. That's what this place was. It was just Long John Silver's.
Did they
have
the fried Krispies?
No, they didn't even have the fried Krispies.
Right.
And LJS is even better than this.
Yeah, and Brian Broadus had the nerve to like get on me about like my food and dinner selections or trying to organize team dinners, and then he threw that out yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I knew he didn't feel good about it because I usually trust Broadus with food, and I was like, all right, let's go to Broadus' place. And then it was, well, you know, it's not that great. And it's that, you know, you got Zach wanting to go to his go-to spot. And then I said, okay, we'll trust Broadus. Nope. Stick to podcast.
Yeah. What did Walchuk want? Was it Spencer McKenzie's again?
Yes.
Again?
And that place is overrated.
Oh. Well, tonight maybe we'll go to your Italian place.
Well, I can go there or Lure, the fish place. Mm-hmm. Love that place. Bobby can
ask Todd Archer for recommendations since he's such a food snob and
no.
wants to dress me down at practice. Not after Indy. Yeah, you didn't like his deli.
Not after his Indy deli. Okay, let's get to the kiss that has rocked the National Football League. Christian Wilkins,
yes.
We thought this was over an injury and not rehabbing it, not getting the surgery like the Raiders wanted. He loses out on $30 million after just flat out getting released. Well, Adam Schefter goes on McAfee yesterday and drops a bomb.
From speaking to people inside the locker room, I think what everybody's dancing around and tiptoeing around is the fact that when you speak to people there inside the locker room, they say that Christian playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head, and those same people said that that player took offense to it. So that's what everybody's been dancing around and tap dancing around, an incident in the locker room where he allegedly playfully kissed a teammate on top of his head. That teammate felt offended by it. And that's what a lot of this talk and speculation that people have just been floating around out there is about.
What? Florio then adds, this got turned into HR. So someone felt uncomfortable enough to go to HR. Christian Wilkins apparently kissing a teammate in the locker room. Bye-bye, see you later. $35 million voided.
Yeah, now they had already voided some of his guarantees from his rehab this year from a Jones fracture. He did like the kind of the digs thing where he wasn't rehabbing the way they wanted him to.
Yeah, just what I said before playing that, yeah.
But you said that was when they cut him just now. They had already done something else with his contract too.
Disagreement over recovery.
Right. So, like, and that's like this is weird though. This is very strange. Like from a lot of, not only strange from him, but also from them. Like this was the final straw.
Yeah, this came up while Ruben and I were that. So that's who needs to pick eating places. Ruben's always got that. Ruben and I were going to his breakfast place yesterday, and Ruben like read the story.
Yeah, Ruben's the food guy to trust.
And my first like reaction to it was like, this would have gotten me fired with Ruben. Like I've walked up to Ruben before, just a bit like come here, and I've like kissed him on the forehead as a bit. Like that's not unusual. Now I think there's one or two explanations for this. One,
you should turn him into HR.
One, I'm bulletproof. All right. One, they've tried. This is somebody who has been irritated with him before. and is just like, nope, here's my window. I'm gonna turn this into a complaint. Like, knew he saw an opening.
Yeah.
That it's either that or two, it's somebody who knows Christian Wilkins' history of doing some weird stuff. Like,
checking oil.
College football game against Ohio State, grabbing Curtis Samuel inappropriately after making a tackle. He said, I was being silly, in an apology afterwards. There was an incident that occurred with the Dolphins. Josh Allen was the victim. He gave Mike Gesicki a kiss on the neck after a game. And then former offensive lineman Jonathan Feliciano yesterday, he went on Twitter and said, brother, always been a little freaky. So that was the tweet. That was the actual tweet. Don't use that against me, Pepe. But I was getting like incognito Jonathan Martin vibes.
You're
I don't
messy.
Know what is going on. What is going on in that locker room?
And I'll tell you, in an NFL locker room, HR is probably the last place you go.
HR?
H&R, if you're Pat McAfee.
Let's get the clip, Pepe. This is Mac. This made you bust out laughing.
Because Pat clearly has never had a job. That's fine. Like, I get it, right? But because he's detailing the Wilkins audio, and he said that this shows the locker room doesn't really you know what with him, but he breaks down where he went, and you could tell he's never had a job for this clip.
Okay, so he kissed a teammate on the forehead in a playful manner. Teammate said, hey. Nope, not doing that. And went to H&R and reported this entire thing, basically, is what happened.
I think that's probably a fair and accurate way of saying things, yeah.
So but that tells me a lot of things, quickly. That tells me a lot of things. So if that happens in the locker room and then they go and report it, that means the locker room probably didn't with them, right? Feels like?
That's what it feels like?
H&R.
Going to pick up a shovel and a hose at H&R.
H&R.
You know?
Do my taxes at H&R.
H&R block. Yeah, H&R.
Is that like not having a real job, or is that just the yinzer?
I mean, maybe it is, but you know, like in the locker room, like you police yourself generally. You don't go to H&R. Yeah. Unless it's been a problem consistently.
See, yeah, and that's so some of the fan texts are saying right now, they're like, there had to have been other stuff.
Right.
But like, there had to have been other things. I still think this to me sounds like, oop, here's my by the book HR technicality. I'm getting you now. Because I've not liked you, or we've had issues.
You see Luca show up at the Yankee game?
I did.
Hopped in the broadcast booth as well. They were like, hey, did you send your men's health? Maybe you should send this men's health magazine cover to the Mavericks. He's like, I think they've seen it.
They've seen it.
And
I'm
the
sure.
details over the intermittent fasting plan designed to limit inflammation, help his. I don't know why I put myself to the torture of reading this whole article. I've read the whole thing. 6 days a week. Chokes down to 2 high protein meals and 1 protein shake. Doesn't have the first meal until he's crushed his 90-minute morning workout. Said his vertical is higher now than his 42-inch during the 2018 combine. No. There's just one problem. According to Nick Angstadt, Mavs insider, Luka did not participate in the combine. And he thinks that the author got some Google AI summary and confused with the vertical of Dante DiVincenzo. But either way, that you had people on Twitter taking RJ Choppy's lead saying, yeah, this is fake. This is manipulated photos on the cover. There was no manipulation seeing him next to Aaron Judge and in the broadcast booth. He's skinny.
He is definitely skinny. And I've heard great things about intermittent fasting. I just don't have the discipline to do it.
Right.
You've got to stop eating for 16 to 18 hours in a row.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, some people do 20 and 4, but yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane to me. I don't know how they do it. There's a guy at the gym who's always said, I do 20 hours of fasting, and then I eat all my calories. I eat 5,000 calories in 4 hours. And I'm like, bro.
Get your macros.
How do you have 5,000 calories in 4 hours? And how do you go 20 hours without eating? I'd be so lightheaded.
By the way, this 42-inch vertical AI thing, this is how we've gotten the myth that has been referenced 1,000 times over of Trayvon Diggs runs 4.43 40, which he also never ran a 40-yard dash, and everybody in the NFL is like, no, that is a 4.55 40. That dude does not run 4.4.
We are live in Oxnard, California, brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Here on DFW Sports Station, we ask for him every year, and we get him every year, the new $50 million man, Jake Ferguson, must-listen radio, sitting down in the Wild Fork Foods Hot Seat, the commercial-free expressway with Ferg, and then Ask Reddit is next. It's Sean and RJ live from Oxnard, California. This is Dallas Cowboys training camp. They are off today, but yesterday, after practice, we sat down with our yearly best friend, the new $50 million man, Jake Ferguson, right after practice, sitting down on Sean and RJ in the Wild Fork Foods Hot Seat right here on The Fan.
We thought there was a chance he'd be too good for us.
Never.
Not sit down, choppy, even insult in the fight song last year. We were talking to him when he was the young pup, our favorite personality, and now he is the $52 million man. Oh, Jake Ferguson on Sean and RJ. What's up? Congrats.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys having me.
So how have you changed?
A whole ton. No, yeah, not at all.
24 hours?
Yeah, no, nothing really. Yeah, hasn't changed anything.
How'd you celebrate? In your hotel room. What a picture that was.
Yeah. The Shark Week on the background. Yeah.
That was the blinds, right? The blinds are
I'm currently, so like all every camp I get like a show. So like last year I was rewatching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then this year is my first time watching Ozark. So I was like, I'm just a season one finale. Like it was going down.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I get the call and they're like, it's like 9:45 and they're like, can you come sign? And I was like, yeah, let me finish this episode.
Yeah!
It was like 10 minutes left. It was crazy.
There's only 10 left. Because if it was at like 40 minutes left, are you still waiting?
I don't know. Ozark's pretty good.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Ozark is good.
So good.
Now, did they do two seasons?
No, they did more than that. They went for years.
Like five.
Oh, I stopped after the first one. So I guess I didn't think
it
was
that
good.
You got to keep going. It's crazy.
Yeah. It was a little scary for me. You know, I don't like that type of...
He doesn't like jumpies.
Yes. So normally, people get to sit down in the nice conference room at the Ford Center, the Star. When did you start thinking this was a possibility? Because we were all kind of like, he's going to have to play out this year.
Yeah.
Then we're going to see. Were you surprised?
I kind of had a feeling. But at the same time, it was also so far in the back of my mind. Like, this whole off season, like even leading up to now, like every day in camp, like I'm just trying to be as consistent as I can every single day.
Yeah.
And I've really just tried to train my mind to not worry about future stuff, past stuff, and just focus on the moment because that's the only thing I can control.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't thinking about it too much and I was hearing stuff, but like at the same time, I'm trying to block all that out, you know, put on the horse blinders and just go.
Yeah.
Why didn't you wait? Like I feel like a lot of people would say, like, hey, you're going to go out there, you're going to have a big year. Maybe last year wasn't up to your expectations or what you have as your standard. Why didn't you wait?
Yeah. I think I knew what I wanted, and then at the same time, I knew where I wanted to be. You know, I've said this from the jump. This is the place I want to be. If it's a privilege to wear this star and to play for this team. So just knowing that and, like, also a little bit of it is, like, quality of life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I love it here. I love Texas. I love the people in Texas. It reminds me of home, like where I grew up. So it's starting to feel like home for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I always wonder how guys always get traded. Like, if our contracts are out, I shouldn't say this, giving away.
Yeah, right.
Well, Bobby's deal is up next, so I'll give away his leverage.
Yeah.
You want to pick up and move and start over and learn the places and this and that. And I wonder if athletes thought about that exactly the same.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, I mean, don't get me wrong.
I mean,
like,
you got people to pack
cool
up for you.
Yeah. It's definitely cool to, like, go see places and stuff like that, but, like, I know where I want to, like, I just knew it, and it felt like home, and it always felt like home. And, you know, I have this, like people can leave here, and this isn't a bash at anybody, but people will leave here and, like, kind of talk bad about it or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, in my eyes, it's, like, you're kind of salty almost, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this place is amazing, and, you know, the people in Texas are amazing, and it's... Like, yeah, you can say, oh, there's, you know, there's people walking around with tours and stuff like that. I had tours at Wisconsin. I had youth kids banging on the glass when
the hell
were
they
lifting.
Coming to look at?
Not us.
Your old Paul Bunyan axe or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. Come on. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how can, like, okay, yeah, you could. Oh, is that really what's going to distract you? Is a tour?
Yeah.
That's what's going to get you? Like, come on, there's like in a game you got people yelling at you. Like,
so when
it's
you're
a cop out
when you're in the when you're like when you're getting your lift in and there's a tour walking by,
they don't say anything.
Do you even notice that they're there?
No. The in the weight room, the glass is all mirrored, so they can see in. You can't see back out. And yeah. Then like even if you're like you have the off chance that you do see him in the hallway, like. They're either 50 feet that way, and you can tell they're looking at you, but it's not going to change. Like, they're not yelling. Yeah. They can't yell. They can't say anything to you. But you can walk by them and be like, hey, how's it going, guys? And they'll be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And that's as far as it goes. And, like, you have to initiate that conversation. So, like, the whole that whole argument is so out of there for me. Like, I just don't even understand.
You're sounding a lot like Jake Ferguson here on Sean and RJ 105 Through the Fan. When we talked to Jerry about, like, it's kind of like you've reached, like, this is the stage you dream of, right? Like, you're being a Laker, you're being a Yankee, you're being a Cowboy. That's what I'm picking up from you right now. And Jerry, like, is like, Hard Knocks, I want the spotlight on us. Like, this is the show. That's what I'm kind of hearing from you, like, you know, reaching the dream, and this is the ultimate stage.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to be in the NFL, this was my dream. Like, there's going to be lights. There's going to be, you know, people talking about you, talking bad about you. Like,
yeah.
Is that where we draw the line? Like, come on. So
we talked about how the decision not to wait or whatever else after last year didn't go the way you wanted. Last year obviously was a tough year in that opening game. You sustained an injury. You had the concussion throughout the year. Dak wasn't available for much of the season. How tough was that last year? And how much are you looking to just rebound from that?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to look in the past, but at the same time, like, that was me out there and no one else. You know, the knee thing, like, having that bug me all year was obviously annoying. But at the same time, I'm sitting there, like, if I'm on that field, I need to perform. And if I'm not, that's hurting the team. And so, yeah, the concussion's another thing. But, like, I'm just trying to every single day. Like, I knew I had to do something different this offseason, whether it be, you know, like, just the way I train, where I'm going to train. I took a whole month in Nashville with Jeremy Holt. He's out there. He did all my pre-draft stuff. So I was out there a whole month with meals and stuff like that, and then actually using my fiance to just, like, help me with my eating and just, like, help track my stuff and just, like, the protein that I'm eating and, you know, getting dialed in and then just getting here and getting into our facility as much as I can to where, you know, not only am I showing face, but, like, I'm learning the process and I'm learning the new scheme that we're putting in and stuff like that. So just getting to make sure I'm all my P's and Q's and making sure I can get out here in Oxnard and then just start stacking days.
Yeah, because what you did, and Bobby's out there every single week in the locker room, but we were talking about it yesterday on the show, of to get paid after the season you had has to show a tremendous amount of belief in – we always talk about Dak's intangibles, but one of the reasons you are our early favorites, like, you can see your intangibles out on the field. Like, you bring the dog mentality and the value for the star, so – I mean, it's a rare thing. It shows that I think their ultimate belief in you with after what you went through. And then I was even wondering if you were worried about admitting what the concussion did in holding you back last year, the mental hurdles, because sometimes when athletes admit that, like Gallup, we were like, uh-oh, can Michael ever get over that? Is this going to be a permanent hurdle? So I think all that just kind of shows their faith in you despite last year.
Yeah, and, you know, huge, huge thank you to the Jones family for believing in me on that. But, yeah, like I said, it was this whole offseason. It wasn't just, like, OTAs or anything. It started that day. The day we lost and we weren't in playoffs, like, I was like, all right, let's go. Like, I took, I think, one trip, and then I was already working out by the time a week before the Super Bowl started and, like, rolling into that. And, like, I knew what I needed to do, and, like, I wasn't going to try to do anything I did the past offseason because, like, that's not going to get me anywhere. Like, doing the same thing and expecting a different result, you're insane. So just really focusing on that and just making sure I was locked in and, you know, here also at the Star and at the facility, like, grinding. So
is the concussion just like a brain fog?
Yeah. I mean, in the moment, like, so what, it happened on a Sunday and I think we played a Thursday that next game and I was fighting to play. Like, I was like, all right, I'm ready. Like, I want to play. And they were like, no, like, there's no way. Like, we just want to be safe. And I appreciate them so much for that. Because, like, the brain is super, like, real deal. Like, I completely understand it now. And then after that, like, just making sure I'm good. And then this whole offseason, I'm doing, like, brain games, stuff like that. I'm taking, like, 15 grams of creatine or whatever it is just for like brain health, and then switch into the new helmet. But at the same time, that's not going to change how I play. Like, my grandpa always taught me, you're the hammer or you're the nail, and the nail's the one that feels it. So I'm always trying to bring some heat, because then you won't I mean, it was if you watch the concussion, it was such a weird like, the dude punched me like in the head. So I don't know. I mean, I felt like that was weird, and he might have just hit my equilibrium.
Yeah.
But messed me up for like a week, but that's it. So,
you know, you talked about how you did things this offseason, or what you were really focused on. It feels like the team mantra or the theme this offseason was about culture. Like, culture just keeps being the same repeated thing. And that maybe feels like a broad catch-all to fans of like, okay, what does that mean, though? That's really broad. When you hear that say, we're changing the culture, we're looking for a certain culture, like, what does that mean for you in practical terms? So what does that look like?
To me, the first word that comes to my mind is brotherhood. You know, I've been on teams where, you know, we're close, but we're not on that brotherhood level. We're not brothers. Like, every team I've ever played on, I'm trying, like, if I see somebody messing with you, I'm going to fight you. Like, that's my brother. Don't fight with, don't mess with him. And that's how I've always tried to play. And that's what I was always taught, is you're going to war with these guys, and you're sweating blood, sweating tears out here in this practice field. And then when you get in the game, that's the enemy. So that's how I always think about. And when you build that bond, it's so much easier. And it's so, like, you start to know those guys. You can have those hard conversations about life, about football, about whatever it is. And when you have those conversations, you get that much closer. And to be close with your guys you're going to war with is, I mean, it's undescribable, because it's you're on such the same page, such the same level, where you're making plays, and it's really fun.
What do you think are some differences that fans, our listeners, will notice between Schottenheimer's offensive adjustments and maybe what you guys have been running in the past?
Yeah.
Yo, got him.
Did I get him?
No, he flew off. He flew off.
Tommy, shut up.
He's been terrorizing me all
day. Yes. Bringing the funk over here.
Yeah. I think the new offense, there's just so many. I mean, you talk about the offense, and then you talk about the guys that we got. Like, there's so many weapons. And it's like, you talk about GP, you talk about CD. I mean, there's depth, too. And this, truthfully, is like one of the better offensive lines I've ever been a part of. Like, even to my Wisconsin days, like, we've got some depth, and it's really cool to watch. And, like, I'll give a big shout-out to Sadiq Char. Like, he is moving dudes, and it is awesome to see. But, like, we got the pass game, we got the run game, and then it's also just high speed. But then, like, we could control the tempo. So there's just different pieces to it that, like, I'm really excited to, like, once we get into games, and especially these preseason games, see how we roll.
And y'all's room has been praised this camp as well. People are wanting Schoon to step up.
Yeah.
There's been some positive reports on him. Spam Ford, obviously, he got rolled up on. But talk about your room a little bit that's been getting some praise out here.
Yeah, yeah. And Spam Ford, Brev's a tough dude. But, you know, our whole room, we have a standard. And, you know, if I wasn't out there, some guy would be trying to get to that same standard. But that's a testament to Lunda Wells and how he approaches our meetings, how he approaches our practices, and how he approaches our games. He's got a really, really great way of bringing the room together and making sure we're tight-knit and making sure we're, you know, trying to achieve that standard. And last year, he's running away from greatness, or running away from average, chasing down greatness, and now it's just, nah, we're just chasing greatness. So it's really cool to watch him. And then at the same time, you know, he's one of those coaches that it's not all about ball, you know what I mean? There's time for those conversations. Like, we've had conversations in my backyard for 2 hours, just me and him, just talking about life or whatever it may be. And, you know, that goes a long way for not only our relationship, but for me as a man, just knowing that's the guy who has my back, but also that's the guy who's pushing me. And, you know, we're tied together at this point. So, like, I couldn't thank him enough and how he handles the room. And I have no question that if it was, you know, 14 personnel, all four of us out there, like, we'd be rolling. You know what I mean?
Are you taping your wrists and hands this camp because of Joe Milton?
I'm about to fight you.
How hard he throws. I'm scared of Joe Milton's arm.
He slings it, yeah. Dude. Missiles, yeah.
You know where he went to school?
No, I don't. All I know is we beat him COVID year, that's why.
All right, we were having this debate earlier in the show. I really wish Tad had not come over for
what happened?
Part of the discussion. But the show before us, she was saying that she threw up in her Yeti cup.
Oh, yeah.
And she washed it in the dishwasher and then drank out of it again. The show is split here on whether you can do that. What's your vote? Puke in your Yeti cup.
Why?
But you washed it in the machine. Wash machine.
Why are we puking in the cup?
I don't know whether she was sick.
It's better than your hands.
Who is this?
It ended up there.
Who is this?
It was the show that runs before us. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think? Yeah,
no, you can't do that.
You have to throw it away?
You have to throw it away?
What are you going to do? You're just
you
puke
have $52 million, so you could buy another one.
Yeah, I'm using the styrofoam cup.
You went in the dishwasher.
Oh, no, it's like a Yeti kind of
Yeti cup.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you, but you can't use a different cup. Right. Why are we? Like,
it's a Yeti cup. It's like a $40 cup. It went in the dishwasher. You don't trust it's clean.
So you puked in the $40 cup.
Yeah.
That's a choice. I don't know.
Oh,
you
my
did that.
It's about
moment,
choices.
There the you moment go. You threw up, the moment you were like this and not this, you know what I mean? It's a 30-degree head turn.
But it's in the cup now, Jake. It's in the cup, so you're throwing away the cup.
Personally, I would throw up on somebody or drown or anywhere else besides my $40 cup if I'm super worried about it.
So when you throw it, any pair of clothes you throw up on, you're going to throw the clothes
away too? All right, let me ask you this.
You're germaphobe.
If you're carrying your child, mm-hmm. right, young child, and you got to puke, where are you going to throw up?
Jake, we're not arguing where she should have thrown up.
It's a great
story. The puke ended up in the cup, but now that it's in the cup, you have to accept it's in the cup.
Yeah.
It's in the cup.
You're down $40.
You're down $40.
So if I threw up on the kid, I throw the kid away too?
No, because you're not drinking the kid.
Why are we throwing up on the kid in the first place?
There you go. Bad parenting. That's
exactly.
Why.
All right, tell him the engagement story.
All right, so I got a friend who, it's a friend of a friend. Bought an engagement ring. Mm. She was there in the jewelry store. He turns, gets the ring, drops down to a knee at the counter in the jewelry store. Is that a guy who is A, out of ideas, or B, trying to lock her up before she thinks twice?
That's crazy. Probably out of ideas, you know. Yeah, probably out of ideas. I mean, come on. Show a little spunk. You know what I'm
creativity.
Saying? Yeah, a little creativity, yeah.
Hold on
I had,
for a minute.
I personally had a 6-foot-tall ice luge.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
And at this wedding, I'm about to have a ranch fountain. Chicken tenders, you dip it in there.
Oh, ranch fountain?
Ranch?
Now he's anti-ranch.
I'm
anti-ranch. Is she going to give you grief for proposing pre-extension? My wife would go, why didn't you wait until after you signed the extension, huh?
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah. Well, the ring was already paid for. Before,
okay.
But, we're both fired up.
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, fellas. I
love having you on. You're our first request every single year. And go out there and kill it, man. We love having you on, as
appreciate
always.
Appreciate you guys.
The great Jake Ferguson, your Dallas Cowboys tight end in the Wild Fork Foods hot seat. All right, we are back live in Oxnard, California, commercial-free expressway. So it is now 2-2 over the puke cup discussion. It's Bobby and Ferguson versus Choppy and myself. Peyton Russell, step up to break the tie. You throw up in the cup, which Ferguson just did not want to grasp reality and accept that it happened. And this is from Maggie Gray, by the way. This is from the show before us. Mm-hmm. And Maggie threw up in the cup?
Maggie threw up in the cup, and then she washed out and drank from it again, which is disgusting.
Peyton, break the tie.
Look, I'm not a germaphobe, but, like, it's going to be something that messes with my head. If I see that cup every single time that I threw up in it, I'm going to think, and it's like Bobby when he eats at a place that serves seafood. He thinks that, oh, this tastes like seafood, even though it's a steak. Like, it's steak, chicken, whatever. It's not seafood. So it's going to be in my mind. I don't want to have to think about that. I'm going to get rid of the cup, or I'm going to put it on the shelf at my house or something, and Mackenzie or someone else can drink it. Because let me tell you this real quick. I was thinking about, okay, so if I invite you over to my house, you know, and I was like, hey, here's a cup you can put, you know, whatever you want it. But by the way, I threw up in it, years ago, but I also washed it. I'm just letting you know, I don't think you're drinking out of it.
Yeah, but is it different if it's my puke? It's my puke. I'm not going to drink out of your puke cup, but if I threw up and then I know I saw it in the dishwasher.
Because dogs eat their own vomit.
Yeah, see that you're not. That's not a good selling point. That is a bad. Like that's a bad way to argue.
I don't get that dog in me, Chop.
Once you wash it, it's clean. It's simple.
Hand wash.
Okay. So
would you even do it with the hand wash? I feel like I need to see the machine.
I would do a hand wash and then the machine.
Okay. Well, no, because when this came up in the car the other day, you thought this was too far, but Choppy didn't. Choppy said
if he had to take a dump in his cup, he would wash it out and drink out of it.
Oh, that's poop gross. And throw up. It's just, I mean, you're in the same world.
Oh my god,
it's stuff inside your body.
That I'm not doing. That I'm not doing. Okay,
but you know what that was? That was he had already just like locked into a tank.
It's and the
then
same
he,
thing.
And then he, so he had you to wash it, argue wash that it was normal.
It's not the same thing.
Do it then. I will give you like.
I mean, I don't want to do it.
No, I know. I'll give you like $200 if you take a dump in a cup and you wash it.
How hard up for money do you think I am? Jesus.
I mean, look. I don't know. You've got all the different things you got to pay for with youth sports and different things like that.
We got you got subscriptions to pay for. Child subscription. Let me phrase that correctly. Your son's video game habits.
That's right.
We got Cowboys news?
Yeah, we do. Thanks to Atolo Peyton Russell. He texted this in to us a few minutes ago. Adam Schefter.
How many more times can you say
That the it's a Cowboys press conference. Cowboys are signing former Ravens cornerback Christian Matthew per Drew Rosenhaus and Robert Bailey, his agent. So they're bringing some corner help in here.
Are you surprised? I thought we were talking. No. Okay.
I knew they would. They were going to have to bring a corner in here. But, I mean, in terms of that name's not a prominent one. I thought they might go get, like, a more prominent veteran. But that's probably just somebody they're in here to bring in competition.
It's Tuesday. It's Expressway. It's commercial free. That means it's time for this.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
It is time for Ruben Portillo's favorite segment. Yeah, he told me this morning. Ask Reddit. Here on 105 Through the Fan, you can weigh in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. You can also weigh in on the Twitch and on the YouTube with your takes there. As the YouTube and the Twitch, they're popping off right now. We've got a lot of people on the fan cam. All right. First question here. Peyton Russell, you're the one who always comes in here super prepared and super ready for all your answers on this one. So first one, what's a completely legal action that would instantly make you suspect someone is a serial killer?
Okay, so this one I thought about for a little bit, and I was like, okay, I've seen some things on TikTok that kind of got me wondering, but I never knew this was a thing. It's carpet in the bathroom. I had no idea people did this in homes, but that immediately, it's legal. I guess you can do it, but I would think you've killed some people in your life.
Carpet in the bathroom?
Yes.
Man, my parents had that for years.
That's disgusting.
In the house that they're in now, whoever built the house,
yeah,
they had carpet in the bathroom. My parents had it. My dad loved it. He goes, oh, it's so warm when you get out of this.
How much urine is in the fibers? That's just gross.
Oh, no, well, no, they had, because they had a water closet, right? So there's a door. It had tile in there.
Okay, so underneath the toilet, is it tile? Oh, tile. Okay.
But
still, like, you're getting out of the shower?
Right
the damp, the mildew?
Sink.
Yeah. That's gross.
I hated it.
Sean, completely legal action? You got nothing?
Drinking after pooping in a cup. Drinking the coffee mug.
So this is a very specific answer.
I got it, yeah.
A very narrow specific answer, but it's someone I knew, and so that made me think it was kind of a joke. They legitimately might have killed somebody when I found this out. So first off, they were a single man. They drove a minivan. That alone was a little that's kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
So they drove a minivan. I then found out, I saw their minivan one time, I'm like, why are there no seats in the back two rows of your car? It's like, gets me better gas mileage if I don't have those seats in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, that's a little odd.
Yeah.
And he's like, plus I can carry stuff. And I'm like, what? And I look, there's a shovel back there. I'm like, okay, this looks very suspicious. Not illegal, but very suspicious. And then there's tennis shoes. I'm like, why do you have tennis shoes in here? And he's like, well, because I wear sandals and I never know if I need shoes for something. Like, I was like, you never know when you need to run? Is that what you're telling me? Like, all of that together, I started looking at it and going, like, that's very odd excuses for a single man to go, I'm having the minivan, took out all the seats, and I keep a shovel and running shoes back there. Mm. That, all of it legal, very suspect.
I think there's a few, like having a lock on your basement door, if you have a basement. Buying tarp and a shovel at the same time at a hardware store.
Yep.
Writing a book called If I Did It. You know? Yeah. All things that are perfectly legal.
Oh, that's a cereal. Yeah. We don't know that. That's a cereal, right. You know? All right. Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean Sharif, what is the first movie you remember seeing in theaters?
I think it was Three Musketeers.
That's funny that it's a three. Mine was three. Mine was Three Ninjas. You remember that kids movie, Three Ninjas?
Three Ninjas, is that Chris Farley?
No. That was Beverly Hills Ninja or whatever it was. Yeah. Three Ninjas is the one where it's like the three kids are at home and they've started taking karate and then they have, it's like Home Alone with like ninja action, basically.
Yeah, went on a date with Ebby Slacom, Elizabeth Slacom. Oh. I think that was my first movie.
Yeah,
your first movie was until you were dating?
That's the first I remember.
I don't remember going. Yeah, okay, I mean, I know, right. I never went with my dad. I don't even know if my dad's been in a movie theater.
My dad hated movie theaters. Hated them.
Because they had carpet or not carpet?
No, because back then it was like, this was before stadium seating. So you had the same rows, like the same level, basically. And my dad, I can't see in front of this guy in front of me. He's too tall. I always get stuck behind some big behemoth.
Your dad had so many strong opinions.
So many strong opinions.
I hate the new setup at most movie theaters, though, where like it's not
except just, for AMC.
Where you don't just like walk in and take your seat. I understand it at the dining theaters, but now there's a lot of these theaters where it's like, no, this is the seat you're buying to sit in. So yeah. Just walk in the theater and pick your damn seat. That's starting to drive me.
But you don't like looking at it beforehand, knowing you can maybe get away from people.
Oh yeah, I like
with the seating chart.
Yeah.
No, like I mean, to me, it's just walk in there and take your seat. I don't like the idea of like you're locked into this one, because what I end up doing. So I'm terrible. So we've got the girls, right? So it's four of us going. So what I will do is I will take the far end of the wall on the top row. I will leave the first seat empty. I will then buy this seat. I will leave this seat empty, and then I'll buy the three seats there, because nobody is willingly putting themselves next to two strangers like that. So then I get six seats for four people.
Serial killer move.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. I'm sure I saw one of the Back to the Future movies in the theater, but I think the first one I remember was Forrest Gump. And I only remember that because I was with my grandparents, and my grandfather, during the war scene,
Forrest Gump,
got up and walked out.
What year was that?
94.
94.
Okay.
So you were 16, 15?
15.
Yeah, you're talking about my experience being late.
I just don't remember. Yeah, like I said, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I thought Forrest Gump would have been earlier than that, too.
Well, you were wrong.
I figured it would be like 94. 92. Jeez. Yeah, I only remember that because my grandfather got up.
About the same time you lost your virginity. No, that was like
no, that was
2 years later. You're late on a lot of things.
Grandpa couldn't take it. Got up and left.
Wow.
All right, some of the answers on the fan text. Home
You're
Alone
like,
2.
Hey, Grandpa, let's go see Saving Private Ryan after this.
Home Alone 2 from the 682. Star Wars from the 817. Beverly Hills Cop 3 says Black and Gold B there in the 214. And then 915 says Jurassic Park. Oh, Benji from the 817. I remember Benji.
Jurassic Park.
Awesome. Peyton, what's your answer on this one?
Yeah, this is going to show probably how young I am, but it is Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. I think back in 2005 or so, because I remember going because it was with my dad and my brothers, and we got there about 35, 40 minutes early, and I was like, why are we getting here so early? And we had to sit all the way up at the top, and he's like, that's why we're getting here early, because it was like one of the first couple weeks it was out, sold out, you know, for many, many times there. But yeah, it was Star Wars for me.
Your dad is a genius. That's where you sit. You sit at the very top, in the middle. That's the spot to be. Nobody hassles you if you got to check your phone because there's nobody behind you looking. Right. It's center. It's perfect. All right, Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan. RJ Choppy, this is just built right for you. This is right down your alley.
All right.
What gender-based double standard really annoys you?
Oh.
Gender-based double standard?
Uh-huh. Like a double standard that's not applied equally to men and women in society. Yeah.
That it's okay for women to refuse to date certain men based on physical characteristics, but it's not okay the other way around. Like a woman could say, I won't date a short man or a bald man, but if a guy says, I don't want to date a chubby girl, you're rude.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I'm short, fatty. You know?
Ruben's dying over.
Working on type 3 diabetes over here.
Your blood type's ragu.
Speaking of big guys.
Speaking of big guys.
That's your first question of the day. Have yourself a brisket sando.
Oh, you didn't ask Ferguson about the brisket sando. What are you doing?
I forgot.
Come on.
This is easy. I've always said it. The double standard of showing your chest. Breasts. Pecs versus breasts. It's just more flesh.
So wait, you think men should not be able to, or you think women should be able to?
Women should be able to.
I agree.
They can, I guess, both.
Like, we're just talking about a different shape. We're talking about more up there. Both have nipples.
Yes, they do.
Both have the skin. And we're just talking about a little more size.
Some girls even have hair on their nipples, like I told you guys about the other day.
What did you just say?
Some girls even have hair around their nipples, like I told you about the other day.
I know. I can't. That was a scarring story. So, yeah, chest exposure.
Ooh, 317. I know this one gets a lot of people worked up. when the lady teachers hook up with a boy and they say how lucky he is, but if you flip it around, everyone's freaking out. Mm. Everyone should freak out regardless, I think, is what that one is saying. Not that everyone should be high-fiving the kid, but yeah. Peyton, what's your answer to this one?
So I still don't get it why girls can call their friends girlfriends, but a man can't call his friends his boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
What's the double standard? Are we kidding me? Ridiculous.
What the hell?
I told you, he's got the best answers. Yeah, it's not even close.
Good. Oh, my gosh. No, like,
why? Los hombres. So you want us to call them los boyfriends? How do you say, Ruben, get on the microphone. How do you say boyfriends in Spanish?
Novio.
Novio?
Novio.
So los novios?
Yeah. Los novios.
Los novios.
I kind of like that better. I think that that's, I think that one kind of works.
Los novios.
Let's see here. 518, my five-year-old asked me about that yesterday. I said, about why...
Boyfriends?
No, why you can't expose men versus women.
Yeah.
And he said it's because men's don't produce milk. That's why. That's why. I don't know. It's just
okay.
Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about what he said the other day?
About the
dinner,
Harry.
About
Harry.
The Harry.
The girl? Yeah. Sure. So I was, this was in college. And
this is a disgusting expressway today.
I
apologize if there's any kids in the car between Ferguson, the cup, and now this.
I just want you to know, I relayed this story to Nick Harris later that night at the beach, and he could not catch his breath. He was laughing.
And, you know, this girl did not have, like, she was not, like, she did not have a large breast. They were there. You know, they were breasts. They're not large.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, the top comes off, and the left one, just around the areola, just had all kinds of hair just circling the nip. So, just all kinds of hair. I was like, oh man,
I'll take a little sip.
And I've seen that. I've come across like a singular one, but never this amount,
bro.
I was like, oh, pluck that, man. Come on now.
When Chop is in here explaining, you know, she had like A cups. I mean, she was flat. They were basically just nipples, and there was hair around one of them. We're all just like, Chop, I think that was a guy.
It's not a guy because there was not guy parts, okay? It was not a guy.
Her Adam's apple was really getting in the way.
Adam's apple a little protrusive.
It was, my answer for this one is just the assumption that, basically, men can't be nurturing or connect to their kids in the same way that a mother can. I think that that's irritating. So that would be my answer for it.
Commercial-free expressway, Ask Reddit, along with Jake Ferguson, the Tolo Tuesday edition here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. How much have the Rangers climbed in the power rankings, and why did a fight over the Dez catch break out during the Ranger game last night? That's next on Sean and RJ, live from Oxnard, after this.